Company. Food as it should be.
Grab your coat and get your hat. Leave your worry on the doorstep. Just direct your feet to the sunny side of the street. Can't you hear a pitter-patter? And that happy tune is your step. Life can be so sweet on the sunny side of the street. I used to walk in the shade with those blues on parade. But I'm not afraid. This rover.
Irrational and emotionally fragile by nature, female co-workers are a peculiar animal. They are very insecure about their appearance. Be sure to tell them how good they look.
That's
every
right.
day.
Every day.
Even if they're homely and unkempt. That's you're doing right. a great job, Muriel, and you're prettier than Mamie Van Doren. And
that's
remember,
really nice.
Nothing says good job like a firm, open palm slap on the behind.
We're going to get back to that common sense way of treating people.
Yeah.
To me, nothing says good job. Nothing says good job like a nice, gentle squeeze of the breast.
Yeah.
That ought to be the international. You know how the international symbol, if somebody waves hello or goodbye, in any language, they know you're waving at them or applauding. Any language.
Peace sign.
It ought to be internationally accepted that if you walk up to a woman and just gently squeeze her breast, that means, hey, good job.
Yeah.
I really appreciate you.
Yeah. I appreciate and I'd like to appreciate you one more time.
I really appreciate you.
No, really would be two. Yeah. There you go. That means you're getting a raise because I'm getting one. That's what that means. It means I'm getting a raise and so are you. Good afternoon and welcome. That's right. What you just heard is a sample of what's to come, and it doesn't get any better or any more sophisticated. Welcome to the June 29th, next to last day of June, edition of the Large Morning Show in the afternoon. We are fresh back from witnessing the star power and the star drawing power of our own Dan Strauss and his band. We saw it firsthand.
Oh, thank you.
Last night. What a crowd. What a crowd.
Oh.
There's no way they have that do that kind of business on a Sunday if you're not there with your band.
I wouldn't think so.
So the Johnny Come Latelys were at...
the Southside Johnny Band?
Right.
Yeah.
Were playing, and I'm not going to name the place because they got, you know...
Yeah.
If they want to drop some coin on us. Yeah.
They already got a full house yesterday.
So we went... And, folks, I have to tell you, I know that everybody can't afford to go on these trips with us. But I got there, and I'm not kidding, half the people who travel with us were there.
Yeah.
Of our regular travelers.
We had 40, 50 something.
Yeah. About half our group was there. And it was nice to walk up and go, well, I know you, and I know you, and I know you, and I know you. And, hey, we'll see you in January on the trip. Which brings me to, and then Dan, if he wants, can talk about... the band or where their next gig is or whatever, but it brings me to our trip. Now, we only talked about it for the first time a week ago. We've only mentioned it for a week. We have, I think it's 42 rooms to book, two people per room, so that's 84. And if there are other people who want to go, Julie can usually work some kind of magic and get another little block of rooms, but I think we have 42 or so. In a week, and only mentioning it three times last week, we only have 16 rooms left.
Whoa.
Now, the concern that I had was the price increase, because this year, per couple, it's about just a little over $700 per couple, more than it usually is. So you're at about... $4,700 per couple. And usually we try to keep it just under four. That doesn't seem to have mattered once they saw where we're going. And in all the times we've been to the grill, and I think as this group we've been five or six times, my wife and I have probably been there 10.
Oh, to Jamaica.
Yeah, Jamaica. Yeah. My wife and I have probably been there 10 or 12 times, but we've never been to the grill. And the grill is sort of the, trying to find a way to put it.
It's the town and country, the place.
It's the, the Frontenac, Boulder, yeah. Town and country. The
crown jewel of Jamaica.
Yeah.
Crown jewel, that's a good one. The blue chip, it's the best Jamaica has to offer. The best scenery, the best beach, the best sand, the best sunset, the best of the best. That's where we're going.
Yeah, because we've been to places in Jamaica before where either something was going, you couldn't get into the ocean, the beach was bad.
One
with
place,
the seaweed,
that Grand Lido Branco or whatever.
You couldn't get
horrible.
In the water.
The beach
yeah.
was horrible.
Oh, yeah.
It was chunks of...
So you think of Jamaica and you think of, oh, it's always... No, I mean, it's certain spots where...
So there's the good better. News... And then the warning to you that if you can possibly swing, and it's not till, what's the departure date, January 16th?
16th, yeah.
You got some time to sock some of that money away, and I hope you can go. And you think, well, I've never been. I don't know all these people. Well, neither did they the first trip they took. But I'm telling you, I can't imagine you'll ever go on a trip where within a matter of a few minutes, certainly a couple of hours at the resort, you'll feel like you're with people you've traveled with before because we're all AM and the PM. We have a lot in common. Everybody has a great sense of humor. Nobody's better than anybody else except Dan because he's in a band. I mean, he's kind of like a rock star. Other than that, everybody's kind of equal. So Julie Wilson, our tremendous travel agent, has all the information. In case you didn't hear it last week, we probably aren't going to mention it too many more times because 16 rooms is not a lot. That's 32 people. I did that without a calculator.
So, whoa.
Yeah. So here's where you find everything you need to know, including their link to the website of the resort and all that stuff, the registration. It's all at facebook.com/AMandThePM. That's our Facebook page. Peon put it up there. So everything is there. So give that some thought. There was a couple, Jim and Joyce, last night, who've been with us before, more than once. And Julie said they weren't going to be going this year because what they do is they alternate. Every other year, they go on a trip with their kids, and then the alternating year, they go with us. And I went over and I said, so you're going with your kids this year? I said, let me tell you something. Your kids are going to be around a long time. I'm not going to be around that much longer. You need to travel with us. And they're actually going to consider going
changing?
With us. Yeah. Their kids will be around for a while. So that's it. Thank you to everybody who has signed up to go, and it's far more than we thought it would be just the first week. Thanks to, everybody for being so nice again last night. Burke's segment goes like this. Does anybody have anything to say?
Yeah, I do.
Oh, by the way, I got to meet little Archie Geist for the first time.
Yeah.
Yeah, he was almost had a meet and greet yesterday.
Oh, he had to be overwhelmed. And, of course, if you have a baby or a puppy, and we had both.
I know.
Somebody had a puppy there, too. Yeah.
Yeah,
Joe and Kathy had a cute little puppy. So between the puppy and the baby, Dan didn't get anywhere near the attention he wanted to get.
No.
So I got to meet little Archie for the first time. Archie Geist, a cute little kid. He's got the bluest eyes I've ever seen in my life.
Archie is awesome. He is. Yeah. He's an incredible guy.
I know he didn't know what was going on, but one day Peon will explain it.
Yeah.
But he smiles. He doesn't get upset. He just smiles. Well, he's
not old enough to have anything to be upset about.
He's already a social butterfly.
Yeah.
But there are kids who cry all the time. I mean, we had one in our family. The kid had crossed.
Yes.
Not in my family, but it was a relative. Every time they came around, that kid was screaming.
Yeah.
Yes, we've been very spoiled. I don't know what's in the plans for the kids in the future, but... after this, we've been spoiled because he's been so easy.
He sleeps all night.
For the most part, yeah. He's up two or three times a night to eat, but we've been very lucky. So.
Yeah. All right, so Dan, what do you have for the Berkshire?
And yesterday was put together by one of the guys that went on the trip that has gone on several trips with us because...
Whitey.
I don't know if he wanted to be mentioned, but... Yeah.
Won't know. Whitey.
No, that's fine. But he
could be Whitey Herzog.
Yeah, it was
Whitey Herzog.
Okay, now it's out.
But he put this together. He bid on our band to play with the Window World Cares
for St. Jude.
Yeah, for St. Jude. So he was the winning bidder, and that's what he wanted to do. He wanted to put together a party
with the band.
Yeah, with the band.
Very nice.
and with everyone that's gone on trips with us, even the past couple of years. So we saw people yesterday that haven't gone on trips with us for a couple of years.
I know you people listening who go, I don't know anything about it. We're trying to tell you that you need to make this something that is sort of part of your future planning, is to go with us. You will have a blast.
Yeah, and it was a lot of fun yesterday.
What
a
else?
Lot of fun.
What else did you have?
And then Saturday night, decided to go to the Muni and see
Ooh.
Hairspray.
Ooh. I don't know anything about Hairspray.
I don't know. I didn't know one thing about Hairspray, so we kind of read about it a little bit.
I know. Didn't John Travolta or something?
John Travolta was in the movie. Was in the movie Hairspray.
I never saw it.
It's back in the 60s. It's about a TV show, kind of a sock hop type of TV show, and they had it was about segregation and the blacks only had one day a month to go dance on this show, and this girl came in and she got on the show. That was her dream, to be on the show, and then she kind of forced everyone to make everybody dance together, so the blacks and the whites were all dancing together.
Sorry,
but it was back in the 60s.
Sorry, I missed that musical.
It was it was pretty good. I didn't know anything about Hairspray.
Dan, is there anything you don't like? I mean, I've never known of you to go anywhere that I can think of where you came back and went,
I think pretty
horrible.
Good is just his It was just okay. Yeah. I think the lowest Dan can go is it was pretty good.
Yeah, it was.
He's not cruel enough, or I don't know what the word would be, to ever say it stunk.
Oh no, I've said things stunk before,
not
but,
very often.
But the singing and the dancing was very good.
You wouldn't expect that at the Muni,
but no, I know. But the one thing that blew me away was the orchestra. The orchestra down in the orchestra pit, you don't realize that it's live music. They are unbelievable.
I love a great orchestra.
Oh, my goodness. It was unbelievable. So I want to go see a couple more. I want to go see that Buddy Holly thing that's coming up.
It's a musician thing. He relates.
Well, there's that. There's Buddy Holly, and there's something else that's coming up. But man, the Muni is really cool.
Hey, we're famous for it.
I know.
One of our famous landmarks. So what else you got? Anything else?
Oh, that was it.
Peon, what do you have? Father of Archie,
a couple
guys.
Of things. Thank you very much.
You're welcome.
The first thing I'll just mention here, when I came into work here today, we have a couple TVs in here, and one was on Channel 2, and a commercial for the St. Louis Zoo came on. They have a new exhibit, the polar bear area they redid this year. I took Archie this past Thursday there. It was nice. But
for those who don't know, Archie Geist, they're keeping a journal. He's been to 87 places. He's 6 months old.
I know.
Well, yeah. Saturday we did Cahokia Mounds. We climbed Monk's Mound, the tallest mound, just Archie and I. So he's been around. He's not going to remember any of it, but I'll have a bunch of photos to show him later. It would be funny if I do a bunch of stuff before he can remember anything, and then after he can start, we don't go anywhere. After he turns like three, we just stop going.
Sorry,
everywhere.
Buddy, you've been all these places.
Sorry, you missed out.
I'm not going.
But back to the zoo commercial. So it was the end of the commercial, and I don't know if this slogan is new or it's been a while, but it says St. Louis Zoo. Any guesses? Anybody know what the slogan is?
I have no idea.
No.
Somebody had to come up with it. And if anybody from the zoo is listening, I've never been in the slogan writing business.
I have.
I know you have. I guarantee you any of us could come up with a better slogan than this.
Well, let's hear it.
St. Louis Zoo, always animals.
What? Always animals?
That is horrible.
Yeah.
What does that describe? I mean...
It's horrible.
I mean, it's one of the best zoos in the country. I mean, everybody across the country will say it's, if not the best, one of the top two zoos in the entire country. And that was the best they could come up with?
Always
animals?
Here, there are a thousand things that would be better. The St. Louis Zoo, nobody does it better. That's true. Nobody does it better. They don't, than the zoo. Anything but always animals. Somebody got paid for that.
I know.
And when I used to be in that business, I would sit back and see something like that and go, you know what? They got paid more than I probably get for anything I do, and it's horrible.
And maybe it wasn't even somebody employed at the zoo. Maybe some,
agency
came and said, we have this new vision for the zoo.
That's exactly what
happened. They had a pitch meeting. They sat down with the executives at the zoo and goes, all right, this is what we've got.
And then they broke out their research, and they said, yes, we talked to 3,000 people, and they said...
We've had the studies with the...
Yeah, a consistent statement was, I like it because there are always animals there.
Yeah.
And somebody went, wait a minute.
Why do you go to the zoo?
Always animals.
And it had a trademark symbol next to that.
So nobody steal it.
Who wants to steal it?
Nobody.
Oh, my goodness.
That's great.
I don't know. So if you want to...
I'll watch for that.
Yeah. If you want, we could probably come up with one better for you.
Yeah. If you want for Londoff, Johnny Londoff.
Always Chevy.
The next thing I have, I had a couple of people send this to me. It turns out this video is from April, but I don't think we played this one. It's from Pat Robertson, and it's more... There's a new Pat Robertson.
I love Pat Robertson.
But... It's more relevant now with the news that's come out within the last week.
What news is that?
The gay marriage ruling of the Supreme Court, yes.
Why is this not on TV?
When did that happen?
Yes, it's been quite a big news story.
Missed that.
But, yeah, so this has been reshared, I guess, because of the recent news, and everybody's...
I'm guessing Pat's
audio.
Not too
so,
happy about this ruling.
This isn't because there's a couple different segments of the 700 Club. Where the one where he sits in a chair with a woman, where she'll read a question,
right?
But then he does like a commentary too, where he's sitting at like the news desk and he just kind of
pontificates.
Yes, vomits out his words. But so we'll just go ahead and play it.
Pete says, "I think you might as well keep your mouth shut. I'm not sure I would serve pizzas for a gay wedding." Well, most gays, if they're having a wedding, don't want pizzas. They want cake. It's the cake makers that are having the problem. But let me tell you, it doesn't matter what custom you've got. It doesn't matter what holy thing that you worship and adore. The gays are going to get it. They're going to make you conform to them. You're going to say you like anal sex. You like oral sex. You like bestiality. You like anything you can think of, to whatever it is. And sooner or later, you're going to have to conform your religious beliefs to the group of some aberrant thing. It won't stop at homosexuality.
No.
We've got what's called polyamory. Well, what about that? Well, what about polygamy, where you've got multiple wives? How can we say that one is constitutional, the other's not? And then, as you say, what's so terrible about having sex with animals?
Really?
Well, that's going to come next. You watch it down the road, and Christians are going to be saying, "Well, you're intolerant. You're trying to mitigate against these nice people who like dogs. What's wrong with you? Now, what's wrong with somebody that wants 10 wives, 5 wives, 4 wives? What's wrong with you? The Muslims have 4 wives."
Yeah.
And the latest thing, of course, we've known about it in the Quran. They don't like fornication. As a matter of fact, they'll stone people, kill them for fornicating.
Who does like it?
But on the same time, if a guy sees a woman and he's attracted to her and he's not married to her, he will say, "I want to get married to you." And so they perform a quickie ceremony. She becomes his wife. They perform sexual acts together. When it's all finished, he says, "I don't really think I want to be married to you anymore." And he says, "I divorce you, I divorce you, I divorce you," 3 times. And the marriage is terminated.
I kind of like that.
No problem. No offense, no foul. That's in the book. And so they go off scot-free. It is a weird world we're living in. Yeah. And just, ladies and gentlemen, please know that your deeply held Christian beliefs are going to be under assault in every single phase of your life. And it's going to get more intense, and it's going to be more intense than Israel. So just get ready for it.
Well, he said something. I'll tell you what. He said something there that I absolutely disagree with, that these gays are going to cause us to start liking oral sex. Oh, that is ridiculous.
Yeah.
Who would ever like that?
It's absurd.
These gays are going to start shoving bestiality down our throats.
I'll tell you, he's got a point there, because the more I listened to the news about gay marriage, I started thinking, man, I wish I had a sheep or something. I don't know what it is, the power they had over me.
Well, Pat Robertson must know the gays. He studied the gays.
Seems like he knows them very well.
Yes, yeah. he knows what it all is. This is a slippery slope, like he said. It's going to lead to all kinds. I didn't know about that thing in the Quran, though. I kind of like that.
Divorce.
If you see a woman and you like her, but she can't have sex with you till you're married, so you go and get a quickie marriage.
Now, let's get married.
And then you have sexual relations, and then you're done, and you just go, I divorce you, I divorce you, I divorce you, yeah. And then it's over.
It ought to be that simple here.
Yeah.
Instead of lawyers and dragging it out. You know what? That wasn't that great in bed. I divorce you, I divorce you, I divorce you. Boom, done.
I haven't studied the Quran a lot, but I kind of like that part of the book.
Well, here's the way this show works. You can talk about anything you want to. We don't get very heavy. This gay marriage thing is a big, big story, obviously. Look, at least half the country thinks this is horrible, I'm sure. We shouldn't have that. And here's all I will say. Just think about this. I'm not going to get into what I do or don't think we should or shouldn't do, and I certainly have opinions about it. But for the people who think that the reason they can't stand the idea, especially of two guys being married, is because of what they do in the bedroom, all of those couples were already doing that. This doesn't change anything. It's sort of like saying, well, I don't want my daughter to marry that guy because then they'll have sex. Well, your daughters may very well be having sex with the guy anyway. So that actually wouldn't change any of that. And that's about all we'll say. I understand both sides. I really do. I sort of understand both sides of the flag, Confederate flag thing. So it's been a big week between the flag and these scumbags that got caught. One got killed, one got caught in a gay marriage. It's a big week, a lot to talk about, but most of it's the stuff we don't talk about here, unless you have something to say. If you do, you're more than welcome to say it. After we break and come back.
Oh, I wanted to say one thing real quick before going back to...
Here's Dan Strauss.
To my Burke segment.
Okay.
Not about any of that. I received a phone call over the weekend, and it was from my mom's phone, but it was some guy that said, this is the manager of the Flying J in Sullivan.
That's a truck stop.
Yeah, and he said, we found this phone in the Women's John. It was my mom's phone. She left her phone.
Was she soliciting in the truck stop?
Maybe.
It sounds to me.
I'm not sure.
Well, wait a minute. Why is she in a truck stop?
She lives in Bourbon,
yeah, she
Missouri.
Lives in the area.
So she lives in that area.
She's using the facilities, I'm sure, and just happened to leave her phone in the...
Yeah, so she went there, and then I get this phone call. Well, then you can't get a hold of her.
You can't call your mom.
Yeah, I can't call her.
He's holding her phone.
Then I ended up talking to this Sherry who had the phone, and they ended up getting the phone back to my mom, but it was such a weird deal because it's
really
like,
how'd they do that?
I don't know what to do. Her dad turns out that he goes to the senior center in Bourbon, where my mom goes, and they know each other, and they ended up getting the phone back.
Well, that's very nice of the people at the Flying J.
That's a great story.
I know. Okay.
That would be a weird phone call to get, yeah, though.
That's a really weird.
Well, I have your mom's phone.
Well, here's what's weird about it. Yeah, your mom hangs out in the restroom at the drug stop, and she left her phone. So,
I know.
Might want to come get it. I'm going to do a little business. We come back. You can call us about anything you want. We don't care. Jose will be in next hour, 314-969-KTRS or 888-550-KTRS. First Community Credit Union. It's a place to bank, and it's a wonderful place to bank. And Diana, I wish you the best as you move. And I'm sorry to hear this, moving from the Chesterfield Valley branch where I go, the headquarters, to Manchester. And I got an email from her saying, oh, I'll no longer be at that location. I was crazy about her. But I'm sure they will be at that branch, too. And there are lots of other people to like and give you great service still in the valley. And that's the one I go to because it's close. So here's the deal. Yeah, they have drive-through. Yes, you can get checks and pretty colors, and you can get a car loan, and you can have a debit card and a credit card. It's all the same sort of services, except you're dealing with a credit union and not a traditional bank. And members will tell you there are some advantages and perks that go with that, but you're never going to really understand what they are until you become a member. And we're not asking you to do anything that could in any way go bad or be something to cause you to say, oh, my God, I can't believe I did that. You've ruined me. No, we haven't. you're going to be glad you did this. You close your accounts at your bank, and you join us, and you do your banking at First Community Credit Union. Here's what I can promise you. Fresh, hot popcorn every day, all day. I know, a little thing, but fun. Hot weather, you get cold popsicles. Any weather, any time, any season, you get always very competitive rates on the money you're borrowing and the money you're saving. And then down the line, they try to do everything they do just a little bit better than the traditional banks. First Community Credit Union, firstcommunity.com.
Let's get a look at traffic right now. Here's Tim Wild.
All right, Dan, it looks like we've got a crash now. It's on eastbound 70 in the express lanes. It's blocking a right lane. Now, it looks like even the through lanes are back up to about Jennings Station Road, maybe between Lucas and Hunt and Jennings Station. We've got northbound 55 is heavy from south of Park to the Poplar Street Bridge. Eastbound 270 starting to slow down right at Lindbergh and again at Washington Elizabeth. And on northbound 270, we're a bit off the pace north of Dorset up through Highway 70. And this traffic report brought to you by Staples. Staples has great deals on everything you need to promote your business, from business cards, brochures, and banners to pens, magnets, and calendars, even foam fingers. Make on budget happen. Make getting noticed happen. Staples, make more happen. From the Golden Oak Lending Traffic Center, Tim Wyland on the Big 550 KTRS.
I'm AM in the PM, and you're listening to the Large Morning Show in the afternoon with Frank Opinion and the gang weekdays from 3 to 6. McGraw-Milhaven here. Don't forget to tune in to my average morning show in the morning right here on the Big 550 KTRF.
Are you sick of those slippery dentures?
Are you sick of that disgusting tasting adhesive?
Gateway Mini Dental Implant Center has the perfect solution.
Mini dental implants click your dentures right into place.
Minis can secure a single tooth, a partial, or a full set of dentures.
So you can eat, drink, and smile with complete confidence.
No oral surgery is required, so the healing time is minimal.
And after your initial consultation, the mini dental implant procedure can typically be completed in just a single visit.
Best of all, minis are as little as one-third the price of conventional implants.
So the question is, why wouldn't you?
Call Gateway Mini Dental Implant Center right now to schedule your free initial consultation with Dr. Richard Boatman.
618-579-2499.
That's 618-579-2499.
Or visit them online at gatewaymdi.com.
Gateway Mini Dental Implant Center.
A snap away to a beautiful smile.
Policies issued by American General Life Insurance Company, Houston, Texas. Not available in all states. For details, visit AIGDirect.com.
Do you think you're getting your money's worth for your life insurance policy? Because if you're paying more than $14 a month, chances are you're paying too much. Hi, I'm Brent Langdon for AIG Direct. We partnered with American General Life to find you their most affordable rates on term life insurance products. And I mean affordable. We could find you a $250,000 policy for just $14 a month, which means you could save hundreds of dollars a year. Call us now for a free no-obligation quote. Call 1-800-700-2157. Since 1995, we've helped millions of people find out if they could save up to 70% on their term life insurance. See how much we could save you. It only takes 5 minutes, and you could save up to 70%. And the call is absolutely free. Call AIG Direct, 1-800-700-2157. That's 1-800-700-2157. 1-800-700-2157.
Are you ready to take your education to the next level? Arizona State University now offers over 90 top-tier degree programs, 100% online. With ASU's highly ranked online programs, you'll earn the same degree as our on-campus students, with the ability to learn wherever you want, whenever you want. Same world-renowned faculty, same leading education, same global recognition from one of the top universities in the world. Call 1-800-505-8965. That's 1-800-505-8965.
I'm Jamie from Sherman Oaks, and I just graduated with my degree from Arizona State University. I chose ASU because I received the quality education I deserve in the major I wanted, all from my home.
Jamie's not the only one to earn a degree from ASU. There are over 90 degree programs offered 100% online from one of the top universities. Now's the time to learn more about earning your degree online from Arizona State University. Call 1-800-505-8965. That's 1-800-505-8965.
gorgeous. Oh, you are the most beautiful bride I've ever photographed.
Oh.
Yes, I am witnessing a fairy tale unfold.
Oh, I don't want this day to end.
Okay, work the veil. Uh-huh. Okay, now sniff the bouquet.
Oh, okay.
Join my rewards program.
Wait, what?
Well, for your next wedding.
How about a rewards program you'll actually use every day? Introducing Plenty. Earn points at lots of places, including AT&T, Exxon, Macy's, Mobile, Nationwide, Rite Aid, and Hulu. There's plenty together. Learn more at plentywithani.com. Terms and conditions apply.
Kitchen and bath renovations can be very time-consuming and expensive, but they don't have to be. The team at Cabinets Flooring & More can make the process of designing, choosing, and finishing your remodeling project affordable and worry-free. They have certified interior designers on staff and their own installation crews, not subcontractors, to make your project a reality. Visit their massive warehouse showroom on Manchester Road near Hampton today, or visit them online at cabinetsflooringandmore.com. Cabinets Flooring and More, quality products at unbelievable prices.
It's summertime, and that means Menino's Market in Cottleville for all of your meat for your backyard barbecues and pool parties, not to mention the homegrown produce arriving every single day, the sweet watermelon, the honey rock cantaloupe, sweet corn, and so much more. For catering, meninosmarket.com. But for everything else in store, Menino's Market in Cottleville, Highway N and Motherhead. Summer parties, catering, beef kebabs, chicken kebabs, juicy smokehouse burgers, Menino's or meninosmarket.com. Each and every weekday morning at 6:50, Scott Crothers from Stifel Nicolaus gives us insights into the financial markets and investing. To get your own personal financial review, call him at 314-292-6201 and tune in weekday mornings at 6:50 on the Big 550 KTRS.
All right, we got calls, and we're going to take them. I need 1 minute here. Okay, great story. It's the story of an advertiser that, true story, came on board about 6 weeks ago called Precision Coatings. They're painters. They're professional painters. And this is an interesting, what's happened here I find very, very interesting. When somebody new comes on this show, I'm nervous because I want it to work, and I want them to get calls. And I want them to get response from this audience. This audience is very good about that. And Precision Coatings is getting calls. Oh, my goodness, are they getting calls. Here's the problem. They'll go out and bid a job. If you want your deck painted, your house painted, inside, outside, whatever, they'll come out, look it over, and give you a bid. That takes time. And they're getting a lot of people who don't want to pay anything for painting. I mean, I talked to them again this morning, and they said there are people, once you spend the time to look the job over and, you know, come up with a total, and they go, oh, well, no. Yeah, I'm not going to pay that to have that pay. Folks, let me just tell you something. It's always going to – these people are really good professional painters, and painting is not always just painting. For example – sometimes, depending on what you paint, there may be screws to be removed, okay? There may be things that need to, in order to get to it and paint it properly, some disassembly and painting individual sections and put something back. You can't always just take a brush to slop over something or a roller. And there are people who don't get that. They're used to having things done the cheap, quick way. I just paint over it or paint around it or don't, blah, blah, blah. They don't do that. They don't work that way. They're professionals. So I guess what I would say to those of you who say things like, well, my brother-in-law painted that thing 5 years ago, and he didn't charge me. He's your brother-in-law. He doesn't know what he's doing. Precision Coatings, they're professional painters. So are they more expensive than your brother-in-law? Yes. Are they a little more expensive than Joe Schmuckmeyer and Schmuckmeyer Painting, who's just a guy with a truck who goes and buys some paint and a roller and calls himself a painter? Yes. Are they overpriced? No. Are they unaffordable? I don't know. I don't know what your budget is. But it's no different than Thompson Price. You know, he's in the kitchen business. He's not going to remodel your kitchen for $5,000. Now, this is really interesting. They told me, and I would never mention the guy's name because I don't know the customer's name, but they told me this morning they went out to a guy, he had a deck, and the deck was rotten. In fact, Josh, Precision Coatings, the owners are a father-in-law and son-in-law, Dan and Josh. Josh is the son-in-law. Josh went out to do an estimate on the deck and fell through one of the boards. That's how rotten it is. And they did not want to pay to have it refurbished. The owner says, well, we'll replace that piece. Just go ahead and paint it with the board broken through. And they did it, and they said they kind of regret doing it now. They don't want to do that. He insisted, no, just paint it. And he said this deck was a disaster. Now, it looks a lot better, but it's still going to go anytime. Folks, let them do what they do the way they do it. There are a lot of things in this life that sometimes you have to turn it over to the pros. I know there are people out there who take advantage of that and price things way out of line and tell you that it's justified. We're not talking about that. We're talking about people who actually really do know how to pay. Look, it wasn't until about 10 years ago that I knew what Kills was. You know what Kills is? I didn't know what that was. Kills. It's something you put on before you paint so the old color won't come through.
Yeah, it's a primer.
I never heard of it. Until a friend of mine said, be sure to get some Kills.
Oh, yeah.
Well, I didn't know that. There's so much more we don't know. We're not professional painters. So they do a great job, but when you call them, remember, you're calling pros. So they're going to do it right. Let them do it right. And this is the only reason I mentioned this is they told me a couple of stories because they said business is fantastic. So thank you. Thank all of you who've told them you're AM the PM and you need something painting. So real quickly, here's what they do. Precision coatings, they paint. They paint inside the house, the outside of the house. They do power washing because sometimes you have to power wash before you paint certain things to just strip away all the crud or whatever. And they do deck refurbishing, and that's a huge business. People build houses, and they put those decks on, and every deck looks great as soon as it's first built, whether it's redwood or a big cedar. What, it looks great. It's wood. It's not going to last forever. At some point, it becomes dangerous. They do great deck refurbishing, like a deck is brand new again. That's it. That's what you need to know. Precision Coatings, you can find, they've got a terrific website that shows some great examples of what they do. And that website you can get to through frankopinion.com. Just go to frankopinion.com, and you'll see Precision Coatings, and you click on Precision Coatings, and it'll link you and take you right to their site. Now, hang on here. I want to give you their phone number, and I don't have it in front of me. Shoot, here we go, 636-244-5243. 636-244-5243. Precision Coatings. Enjoy their beautiful work, and wait till you see what paint can do when it's done right. John's on the phone. He's been holding a long time, and I appreciate that. John, how are you?
Hey, I'm in the PM.
Thank you, John.
I want to know where all the protesters at. That man in New York, why? He was just running from the police, and the police shot him in the back twice. Why aren't the people protesting over that and getting that police officer in trouble?
Well, I think they're not protesting it because in this case, they didn't kill him. Two, I don't think it was a black and white issue. And boy, when it's a black and white issue, woo-hoo, everybody's upset. So I think it was a white and white. And the other thing is, he's a horrible murdering scumbag.
Escaped murderer.
Yeah. And I don't think anybody would care if he'd have dropped him. In fact, it was probably hard for him not to drop the guy and kill him, but I think they'd love to get some information out of him about how they pull this off if they can. Oh, so
the other guy got shot in the head, I think, three times.
Hey, three times in the head. Yeah, that's some good shooting there.
But the officer probably only had a sidearm. They couldn't, you know.
Well, the other guy too, if I don't remember, had a shotgun, so he was armed. And you're right, this guy was running. I don't think this guy was armed, but here.
No, he wasn't armed.
Here's what you have to, by wounding him and stopping him so they could capture him, you can't just let this guy go, because now you've lost him again. So I think the way this ended was absolutely the perfect way. If anybody would be upset, I would think they'd be upset because they can kill him.
Yeah. Cops should get an award for that.
Well,
stopping him.
Yeah, they got him. That's all that matters. Anything else?
Okay.
All right, John.
That's it.
Thank you for the call. Appreciate it. You too. All right, there goes John, and here comes Kurt. Kurt, how are you?
I'm wonderful. First of all, guys, I am AM in the PM.
That's good to hear. That's good to hear.
Second of all, I listen to you guys every day on my ride home from work, and I have the opportunity, I mention that you guys to your sponsors so they know they're doing us all a favor by helping you guys out.
That's right.
Thirdly, the gay marriage issue. I personally have no problem with people marrying who they want to marry, although like you, I understand both sides of the issue. My problem comes in that I don't think that this is a Supreme Court federal issue. This goes along the same lines as if I was an NRA member and I went to the Supreme Court and said, hey, I don't like the fact that I can carry a gun in my state, but I can't in the state next door. You should just make it a federal law, where I can walk across the whole nation and carry a gun. It's a state law. The federal government should not get involved in the state business.
Well, I'm not the guy to argue this either way because I am not knowledgeable about how any of this works. All I can say is this. Let's just get on with whatever else because they were together anyway. They were doing what they were doing anyway. It makes no difference in my life. It's not going to hurt me. I have been very honest all along through the years and said, I don't like to see two men making out. I don't like it. I don't want to see it. But that doesn't mean they don't have the right to in their own. And it's interesting. I don't mind a couple kissing. It makes me uncomfortable to see two guys tonguing each other. It just does. And I don't think it makes me a bad person to admit it and tell the truth that it bothers me.
I feel the same way.
And I think most heterosexual men don't want to see that. It's just nature. It's just something about it. We're uncomfortable with it. Yeah, we'll watch two hot chicks make out all day long.
I know.
Yes, it's very...
So it's done. We all knew it was coming. It's done. It's over. And that's that. And we go on to other things. That we can
move on to more important things like the mess in the Middle East and Russia.
You bet. And the fact, Kurt, that one day fairly soon, something very bad is going to happen in this country. And we won't see it coming. We think we do, the TSA crap and all that. No. It's going to happen.
Kurt, well, thank you guys very much.
Hey, thank you for the call. Thanks for listening.
Have a good one.
Appreciate it. I really do believe that. I believe it.
I do, too. They're saying now ISIS or somebody else has got us targeted for around the 4th of July and all this other stuff.
Don't they say that every year?
Guess what? They've said that at the Super Bowl.
They say that every year.
They say it at Christmas. Here's the deal.
That's anniversary.
I'm ISIS. Okay. Yeah. I'm a terrorist. You know what I'm going to do? On, I don't know, October 4th or some day that doesn't mean anything, I'm going to go to a college football stadium with 100,000 people, and I'm going to do some bad, bad damage to a lot of people. That's the way, as a terrorist, I'm going to think. I'm not about to try something where it's very difficult and they're waiting for me. Nah. And I think we make a big mistake telling them everything we're going to do.
I know.
Okay, well, we got people here and people there and this many people here. Stop telling them stuff. Stop telling them that. They're very smart. They're very well trained. And it's something bad. Something bad. I'm sorry. It just is. I hope I'm wrong on that. Let's go to, hang on here, Tom. Yeah. Hello, Tom. How are you?
Hi, I think you might have just answered my question. I haven't really been keeping up with the escaped prisoners, but I was just worried about, like that other guy, that all I heard was they shot one of them as he was running away unarmed, and the other one got shot in the head three times, and I thought, here we go with the riots and everything again.
No,
but you're saying
it's not a black and white thing. This country is all hung up on the black and white deal, and every time a black guy does something to a white guy or white to a black, it's racism. In this case,
if they're white, then that's all right then. So if that's, never mind. I
would, you know what? If in this case, if the guy running had been black, I don't think anybody would have given a damn because he's a killer.
I disagree with you there. I think it would have been all started all over again. I do disagree with you on that.
Okay. Well, we can disagree. Thank you, Tom. Yeah. No, I do disagree.
Yeah,
if that guy
too.
Sweat had been black, what did he kill? Is he the one that killed the cop?
The deputy. Sheriff's deputy. Yeah.
22 times he shot him and then ran over him. I don't care what color he is. Nobody cares if that guy got killed. He's the world would be better off without him. One more.
Yeah, it's different when it's somebody who has a minor infraction, you know, and gets killed. Like that one guy that was running away from the cop for a traffic stop.
Oh, that's a completely. That guy hadn't murdered anybody.
Yeah,
that's a completely different deal. And had he gotten away and the guy hadn't shot him in the back, they'd have caught him down the road.
Right.
This guy is 3 weeks he's already been able to elude the police, and who knows how much longer. So you stop him. Terry, how are you?
I'm well, thank you. Hey, gang, I'm AM and PM.
Thank you very much,
Terry.
Hey, a couple things. Initially, sorry, I had another phone call coming in. The gay ruling, I don't understand what the big, with the politicians, the gay population of the United States is 3%. Who cares?
Yeah.
I don't understand why there's so much media coverage, news, and quite honestly, who cares?
I don't either. They act like they make you think that their election or winning the election is totally dependent on winning the gay community over.
Okay. Hey, one other thing I wanted to ask you guys, what do you know or are you aware of the government exercises, the military exercises going on called Jade Helm?
I've never heard of it.
I've been reading a little bit about it. I'm not very versed in it, though. I know okay. A lot of people are...
I got 30 seconds. What is it?
It's basically military exercises July 15th through September 15th, practicing unconventional warfare. But in the interim, there's all types of information, how our government has bought 600 million rounds. You're going to think I'm a kook, hollow point bullets.
No, I don't think you're a kook.
30,000 guillotines, 14 million body bags. I think that's something that really needs
Where's the source for this information? Where'd you get this?
It's all over the Internet.
Well, but a lot of things are all over the Internet. And they're wrong. Well, right. They're bogus.
Well, look, I tell you what. Just look up Jade Helm, and you'll see the exercises that are going to start July 15th.
Okay, but if I look up CBS, NBC, USA Today, credible news outlets, Washington Post, Associated Press, will they have the story?
Yes, they will. They should have something on it.
How come I haven't seen this on any major newscast?
That's what I'm wondering.
And maybe the reason is it's a little bit exaggerated.
So, okay, I hope so.
That's what that's what I believe. Terry, thank you.
Sure.
Yeah. Texas, and some people are saying that the government is coming to oversee Texas.
If this were true, we would have heard the credible main, we'd have heard about it. Listen to what we're doing today. What are we doing? We act like we know what we're talking about.
I know.
Yeah, let's
this is interesting.
Let's knock this off and get juvenile again. American Equity Mortgage, longest running advertiser we have, 23 years and counting. In fact, May, June... 23 years and 2 months. That's a long time. That's a long time to have an advertiser, a loyal advertiser, 52 weeks a year, over 23 years. They will never know how much we appreciate that. And you'll never know really how much we appreciate it that you tell them when you go in there or when you call them that you're there because of this show. It's what keeps us going. I can't emphasize that enough. Do you have a mortgage and what is the rate? What is your... A lot of people don't know because they took the mortgage out 4, 5, 6 years ago, they've forgotten by now what the rate is, and they don't realize that they very well may be able to refinance, drop a percent or two, and save a whole bunch of money. You need to check on that. Let American Equity Mortgage take a look at that for you. And if you're looking at getting a house, first house or fifth house or 20th house, they'd love to handle that mortgage too, and they'll work fast for you. Regardless of your credit rating, they will get you the best rate possible based on